Listen, it's The Burt Show.
The really cool thing about talking to Deborah Norville is that now that she's this big old national star, she got her start here locally in Atlanta.
You born and raised here?
Yeah, I'm from Dalton.
Oh, is that right?
And went to University of Georgia. Started working here in Atlanta at Channel 5 when I was still in college.
Yeah?
So, yeah, this is all home for me. It's great to be back.
Tell us about the old University of Georgia days.
Oh, man, it was so much fun. I was at Georgia. I don't know how Georgia's, you know, ranked nationally now. But
it's getting up there now. It's not like...
I'm not talking about the academics.
Oh.
It was one of Playboy's top 10 party schools when I was there.
I'm thinking it's probably still there.
It's right. Still there.
I'm hanging out with Deborah Norville this morning. Okay, so the progression goes University of Georgia, and then do you like work in a small little itty bitty Georgia town before you go to WAGA, or how does the whole deal work?
I started at WAGA when I was still here. It was the freakiest thing. The guy who was running Channel 5, his wife was flipping channels, and I was doing this internship on Channel 8 on Georgia Public TV covering the legislature, sort of a forerunner of what they do now on C-SPAN. And the wife saw me, and she showed me to the husband, and he said, well, you know, she looks like she's got some potential. And I got this phone call to come in and be an intern. I'm like, man, this is awesome. So I come in 3 days into this internship. They were low on reporters, and they said, hey, Norville, go cover this story. And they sent me up to Stone Mountain to cover the DeKalb County Fireman's Family Picnic. I had like the little angel on one shoulder saying, Deborah, you must tell them. You haven't had news writing. You're not qualified to do this story. And then the little one in the red suit on the other shoulder is like, oh, shut up. If it's important, they'll figure it out.
Right.
So then we get in the news van, and the cameraman started smoking dope.
Oh,
no way.
I'm not kidding. And I'm thinking,
good God, is this what they do in news writing? I had this vision of the dog that gets the people out of the burning buildings as also being the drug dog.
Right.
And I could just imagine, you know, this German Shepherd latching onto my thighs and wrestling me to the ground because I've tested positive for dope. Or here I'm interviewing the fire chief and he smells reefer on me or something. But then what happened is I realized these guys have been in burning buildings for 30 years.
Right.
His olfactory glands are completely useless. They smelled nothing.
Now, so from WAGA and then you go to the network.
No, then I went to Chicago. 5 years, and then I went to NBC, to the networks, the Today Show and all that.
That's the apex in our journalist careers, to go work for the networks, right?
Yeah, it was a brief moment on the top, and then we went slippery slope.
Yeah, compare that with smoking weed with a cameraman in a van.
But you know what? They're highs of different sorts, but equally thrilling.
When you get that phone call...
Both times you think, I'm going to die.
Are you totally digging on the Inside Edition thing?
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah, we're on GCL in the afternoons, and it's a good place for me to be. I've now been there 7 years. I've never worked anywhere that long in my life.
Wow.
You know, you guys were broadcasters, and you know, you work here for 2 years and then they fire you.
Right. If you're lucky, you're right.
If you're lucky, you make it 2 years. And so it's a great gig and it's enough of a mix of stuff. And a couple of weeks ago, we found out that we won the Headliner Award for our coverage of September 11th.
Oh, that's amazing. Right.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. We beat Dateline. And, you know,
really?
Dateline has such enormous resources. We did a little class photo of everybody who'd worked on the September 11th story. There were 12 of us in the picture.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, we're just a really small staff. Yeah.
Tell us about March of Dimes, everything you're doing this weekend.
This is the big weekend. This is the weekend when all over our country, and there's probably like 1,400 of these going on, but it's Walk America, and the walk here in Atlanta is going to take place over at Centennial Park. And if you haven't signed up, it's no sweat. You can walk over there at 7:30 in the morning. They'll have the tables set up. You can start registering. Walk starts at 9 o'clock. It's about a 6-mile walk, and it's so funny. I mean, this is a part of town. When I lived in Atlanta, you wouldn't dare drive your car through, much less
Things
walk.
Things are changing now.
Things have changed big time, but it's a great opportunity to raise money for the March of Dimes, and that money goes to help fight birth defects. I've got 3 healthy kids. I don't have anybody who's got any problems, and I'm so grateful about that, and that's really why I'm involved with the march. It's a way to give back. And this is absolutely appalling. Georgia has the 7th highest infant mortality rate in the country.
Is that right?
7th highest in the nation.
What can that be attributed to?
Poor maternal health, not enough prenatal care, low birth weight babies, and that's really what the March of Dimes' main focus right now is to help premature babies not be born prematurely.
Does March of Dimes also help in the education? So
absolutely, yeah. They have a whole education thing. So you can go on the March of Dimes website. It's modimes.org, and you can see just tons and tons of material. They've also got a Spanish language component, so Hispanic mothers-to-be will get absolutely fabulous information. And the money that will be raised from the Walk America will go to that, both for education and for research.
You know what's so cool? I think sometimes celebrities just put their name on a charity, an existing charity, just so they can say that they're doing something philanthropic.
Right.
But you actually know about the charity.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm very impressed.
I'm a big believer. Marion Wright Edelman, the woman who founded the Children's Defense Fund, once said, service is the rent we pay for living.
Mm.
And I mean, I think, you know, anybody listening, yeah, sure, we've all got problems. There's all crap. You know, we've all got crappy things going on in our lives, but we're here, we're breathing. We're going to have a bed, hopefully, to sleep in tonight, which means you've been blessed in some way, and there's some way that you can give back. And even if you just give $5, you know, $5 times everybody, man, mm-hmm. the difference. $1 times everybody makes a huge difference.
And you can make a difference this weekend, again, at the walk.
Yeah, and you can call 800-525-WALK to get information about how to register, because there are other walks in the Atlanta area. If Centennial Park's not convenient, there are lots of others you can get involved with.
We got the info all up on our website, too.
Oh, cool.
Great. And do you know how much the registration is, by any chance?
Zippo.
Zippo?
Yeah. What you do is, like, you guys would get together. You go as the Q100 morning show, right?
Yeah.
And Bert and the gang. And you get people to sponsor you. Like, you could get your listeners to call up and say, hey, I'll sponsor you if you guys will go walk.
Okay.
So they'll say, I'll pay you $25 if you'll go walk. And they make their check out to the March of Dimes, and you just hand the money over to the March of Dimes.
Oh, outstanding.
It's awesome. Great. It's so easy. Yeah.
Cool. And we'll have all the information up on Q100Atlanta.com. Deborah Norville, this has been great.
Thank you. It's been lots of fun for me.
Well, let's do it again tomorrow.
Okay. But you'll have to come to Centennial Park, because that's where I'll be.
That's a deal.
Okay.
We'll do the show from down there
tomorrow.
We'll
see you there.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.